encounter even in a billion years.
Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it. Bow into present the true meaning of the Tathagata.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。阿弥陀佛，天上希望人比较多。
There seems to be more Westerners today.
上次我们好像讲到，就是说一根叶分布，讲了没有？
讲了。
想要本末是贵中，尊卑用其义。当临终有案，不以案相议。现在要开始讲这一些。
Today we're going to start talking about the seventh stanza. Roots and branches must return to basic principle. Honorable and lowly are merely words. In the midst of brightness, there's darkness. Do not take darkness as darkness.
这个本跟末，我们有时候可以用树根跟什么树枝、树叶来讲，就是树根是本，对不对？然后树枝还有树叶是什么？是末。
We can talk about this as the root and branches, and we should take the root as the most fundamental foundation, and the branches as the end, the secondary.
那有时候我们这个本呢，会当作是我们的空性啊，然后末是现象，像永嘉大师讲说什么，若得本莫愁，莫愁末，就是说你得到那个本了以后，你不用什么。不用担忧那个枝枝节节的现象，所以他那个本，在永嘉大师那个本嘛，他那但知本就不用愁末哦，他那个本是代表那个什么，我们的那个空性，而这边是本跟末又要回到什么中啊，又不太一样。
We can take root as referring to our empty nature, and the branches as referring to phenomena. Master Yongjia had said, if you are able to obtain the most fundamental, the roots, then there's no need to be concerned and worry about the phenomena, the branches. That's what he talked about, having the foundation, having the fundamental, and it differentiates from the branches, the ends. Yet, over here, it's talking about roots and branches must also return to basic principle. It seems to be, it's a slightly different.
那这边本还有末的意思大概就是本是什么圣义地，那末是什么世俗地。那我们通常是讲世俗地是从哪个地方出来的？是来自于圣义地啊、嗯。那这个就是说，没有圣义地，那就没有世俗地。那圣义地代表本，然后世俗地代表什么？末。
We can also think of it this way, where the roots are referring to the ultimate teaching, and the branches are referring to the ordinary teachings and principles.
但是有时候我们会讲说什么圣义地无自信，还有什么世俗地也什么也无自信。
Yeah, the ordinary principles and teachings also comes from the ultimate teaching, and but we can also talk about where the ultimate teachings has really no fundamental self nature, neither does.Ordinary teachings and principles, that it doesn't have ordinary self nature either.
我们用了很多语言啊，它空，它是无自信。 可是这一个跟你实际上我们的心性本身有没有一定的关系，好像也说不到的嘛。就是语言是可以讲，可是还是进入不了那种状态。
So often we use language to describe self-nature and emptiness. Yet, these kind of, the concept of it really is not explainable through languages.
那通常，禅宗他就直接讲了啊，直接讲，哦，这个东西是什么，或者说有时候他们会问说，你看到我了吗？
So in the Chan school, instead of using language to circumscribe it, they ask a direct question. For example, what is this? Or they will ask a question, do you see me?
你看到了哈，有人在点头哈。
So you see me, right? I see some people are nodding.
那就不用问啦，这小孩子也知道，看到了，就是坐在这边在讲话那一个人呢，他为什么要这样问？
This question is actually moot. Of course, even a child is able to tell that there is someone sitting there right now. But why do they ask this question?
如果我突然就是休克了，眼睛闭起来了，你还看到我吗？
But if I suddenly pass out and my eyes are closed, then do you still see me?
还看到了，那以后你家人死了，说你在这边吗？你没有死啊。
Some people say you still see me, but let's say one of your family member passed away, laying there, and then you say, yeah, I still see this person. So is this person still undead?
那到底差别在哪里？那你看到他吗？还是他有没有死？
So what is the difference? You know, you're looking at this dead person. Is this person dead or not?
那这边他就是要讲说，这个人的什么离开这个形象以外，那背后，背后那一个什么，那个本来面目是什么？他讲说，你看到我吗？是比较说你看到。我的本来面目，那当你要看到我的本来面目，后面听不到了是吧？
因为现在只用
背的喇叭。哦，这样子哦。那刚才都白讲了。
要小声啊。
好，那。你们都要看到我，那你就必须要看到你自己。
So other than this form that you see, what is it that is consists of me? So we talked about you looking at me. The question is, do you see me? Fundamentally, what they're really asking is, do you see my self-nature?So to be able to perceive me, you must also be able to see your own self-nature first.
那也就是说，那我的本来面目是什么？对，我的本来面目是什么？那这边在讲那个宗，在讲什么圣义地、世俗地，谁在讲
？So the question is.What is my self-nature? And over here, we're talking about roots and branches. We talk about the ultimate principles versus the ordinary common principles. But who are talking about these principles? Who is it?
You say 心啊，可是心还是什么？还是被你讲的语言，对不对？你讲心是不是心那个本身？
We talk about the mind, but still the label of the mind is merely language. Does the word the mind really mean the mind itself?
那这边主要在透过这种观念的厘清啊，那不太像那个什么，像临济宗的就直接什么，就跟你喝一下子啊，然后叫你什么，赶快讲道，对吗？你要讲，你要嘴巴要讲的时候，他就马上要把你什么，不是打嘴巴，是把你捂起来，然后还要叫你讲。
So right now, over here, what we're trying to do is to explain the principles and try to clarify basic teachings, basic principles. Yet it's different than from the Linji school, where they try to get at the root of the problem directly. So, for example, they will ask you a question. Yet if you're attempting to utter some kind of answer, they will instead cover your mouth directly.Meaning everything is really beyond language.
这有个禅师更残忍哦，这叫传子和尚哦。他开悟以后，然后就没事干，就是每天在那个一条船上，人家什么当船夫。他不碰到哪一个，好像他那个弟子，那个他的弟子我也忘记了名字了。他有一天弟子登他的船，他就问他，就说。什么是道，对不对？就他就把他什么，把他推到那个什么江里面去了啊，江里面去，他赶快要什么，就是挣扎，然后要那个嘛哈，要起来什么呼吸空气，然后他就把他压下去说道，结果那一个人就呛就开悟了，也没办法想，对不对？那你要不就要讲话。
The example of covering your mouth is a small potato. I know of a Dharma master who is actually even more cruel. His name is Master Chan Master Chuan Zhe. And after he has become enlightened, there really isn't much thing to do. So he was just taking it easy and trying to ferry people across rivers. And one of his disciples boarded the ship, the boat, and trying to ask him for teaching. So he asked his teacher, Chuanzhe Master, saying, what is Dharma? What is Dharma? And the master instead just pushed the disciple into the river. And the disciple was struggling, trying to get some breath, and yet the master just pushed his head down and said, this is Dharma, this is Tao.
No.
And then at that instant, this disciple became enlightened.
他不是这是道，道就是叫他讲啊，道一句话，不是这是道，那听你讲。
Okay, so instead of pushing it, saying this is Dharma, that wasn't the correct translation. The master actually said, "You ask me what is Dharma? This is speaking."Pushing the person in and say, speak. And then that person became enlightened.
因为在那种情况之下，你有没有办法思考？
Under that kind of circumstance, are you able to think at all?
你大家要不要来试试看？那你
Do you want to try?
Nothing else has worked.
有人说，既然其他方法都没效 ，Why not？ 试试看吧。
可能你没有开悟，你是淹死的。
Perhaps you die even before you become enlightened.
总而言之，那些禅师他们，其实他们用各种方式，然后逼你没办法思考，可是又必须要叫你什么讲话。就临济宗的他们这个就比较厉害，这边是讲什么？是讲道理。
So oftentimes they push you to the extreme where you are not able to say anything. Yet this Chan masters still push you to answer a question, and this is a common practice in the Linji school of Chan.
所以我们上个礼拜有讲那一个临济禅师有没有问黄婆，然后什么？还没讲完就被什么被打， 那个黄檗禅师什么话都没讲，可是当你想要讲的时候，他就有什么，他知道非读你的心，你想要讲的时候，他马上打你，那你就莫名其妙，实际上就是要什么，要截断你的什么，你的分别心。
So remember last week we talked about the story between Master Ling Ji and Master Huang Po, where Master Ling Ji went to ask for teaching from Master Huang Po, and even before he received any teaching, before he said anything, he was whacked and pushed and shunned away. And that is because the teacher is able to read the student's mind, and so they prevent you from saying anything, and the purpose of that is trying to help people cut off the distinguishing, the differentiating mind.
那这边讲的就是说，透过这种实际的一个什么，我们说逼煞，或是什么棒喝，它直接去让你体验。那这边是讲它的道理。
So those examples shows how teachings were transmitted through direct questioning or even through a very direct method. But over here, what we're trying to do is to explain the principles behind it.
我们能够思考，比如说本末西归宗，如果在禅宗的话，他马上怎么，马上把你什么，就是打你喝你，因为这全部都是什么，都是思考的什么语言，那谁来讲这句话，谁来分别什么末，谁来分别本，这分别那个是什么，他直接告诉你那个宗，所以当下那个这个宗上就是你什么，你那个心还没有什么，还没有我们说被污染也可以，就是那个心没有在那分别的时候，他不只是要看到那个状态，还是要什么，在那个状态产生什么讲话的功能，产生各种功能，我们叫做用，他就是要你在那个什么，在你那个心本就有了，可是他要叫你回答的时候，或是什么比一个什么东西的时候，然后你可以从那个用里面体会到我们的什么，我们的心的那个体。
So right here, we're talking about roots and branches must return to basic principles. But really, in Chan, as soon as we're talking about these, you will be shut up, and because the trying to talk about it is merely language. And what Chan is really trying to get at is the most basic principle where before making these kind of utterances, what is your original mind? And not only trying to see the original mind, but is also trying to help you see the functions of the mind. Seeing the state of the mind where it was contaminated, where it started to make distinctions, and also seeing the mind where it has the function of making utterances and to make distinctions. Seeing both.
那我们一般人，就是我们在日常生活当中，我们在描述什么的时候，或者讲什么的时候，我们每个当下都是用这颗心，可是我们不断在现象上把现象当成我的心。
So every day, whenever we're labeling something, when we're trying to describe something, we're using our mind to perform all these functions. Yet, we are attached to the phenomenon and forgetting mind is performing all these functions.
比如说，你讲说啊，我这个先生哦，这个很大男人主义，回家家事都不做，就什么就。就看电视而已，哦，有没有这种大男人？有哈、哦， 请问你在讲这一个那个先生的，你讲那个先生的时候，请问那个是谁？
Let's say if you're making a complaint about your husband, my husband is really chauvinistic and he comes home, doesn't do anything, doesn't help out, he sits there just watch TV all day. Let me ask you, when you're talking about your husband, who is it that's talking? Who is it that's making these complaints?
那是不是你先生？你说我很客观，就是你可以来看看，你可以到我家看看，他回家绝对是不做家事的。可是你在讲的时候，那个是不是你先生
？When you are saying all these, is it really your husband? You could say I'm really objective, and I'm describing the truth, but.Who are you talking about? Is it your husband? Really your husband?
您现在有在问什么吗？
Do you know what I'm asking right now?
Yeah. Huh? 啊，你们知道，讲讲看，我在问什么。
Give it a try. Tell me, what am I asking you right now?
因为有人点头，挺多人回答一下，是我在讲什么。
Some people nodded.So for those people who nodded, can you give it a try and tell me what am I asking right now?
I 不懂了
Suddenly, none of you understood.
等一下，你的问题最多啊。
I think it's the same as the mama. I don't know the answer, but I think it's the same as the mother thing that I'm talking about. Is it your mother you're talking about? The same thing.
Oh. 不太一样。
Bill Poussin has said, I don't quite know what you're really asking, but I think it's the same related to the example that we kept talking about previously, whether the mom in your head is the mom that's really out there. And Pashi has said, not quite the same.
这里面有好几个层次哈，我就拉到那个刚才说你心中的妈妈是不是外面那个妈妈，这个可以拉到很多层次。
There are actually many layers of depth in this, and let me bring it back to the example I gave you, the mom example. It has many layers of meanings.
第一个层次，很多人就认为就是，对呀，就是他，他就是这个样子啊，就是第一个层次。那第二个层次，你发觉就是什么？你心中浮出来的那一个妈妈的影像，不可能是妈妈，对不对？是你自己的想法。
So the first level is yes, of course, the mom in my head is the person that's out there. So you take your mental representation as the mom, the real mom. And the second level, it will be you start to realize that it's.Merely your own mental representation.
那第三个啊，你心中浮出一个妈妈的影像的时候，其实那说是你的什么？你的心。
The third level is when the image of the mom surfaces in your mind. It's actually your mind.
对不对？那我现在讲说啊，你要讲你先生。其实这时候你只是你心中不断的浮出念头，这个念头虽然是你的先生的影像，你也是讲先生这个名称，可是说全部都是你的什么，你自己，你的心。
So, bring it back to the previous example of the husband. They are merely your own mental activities, your thoughts, a bunch of your thoughts related to your husband. And even if you're talking about, even if the image of the husband arises from your mind, it's still your own mind.
当时有一个人跟他讲，他说，这个你们大圣的哈，飞猴说，只有我这一个哈，才是真正的。我说的，我说 那是你说的，不是佛说的。
So there was someone who once told me, you know, whatever you guys are talking about in the Mahayana school, you know, those are not spoken by the Buddha. But what my own understanding, you know, whatever I'm saying is the true teaching of the Buddha. And what I said to him is, whatever you're talking about, it's not spoken by the Buddha, it's spoken by yourself.
请问他在讲说佛说的是他说的还是佛说的？他讲说这是佛说的，我这是正宗的。请问这是他说的还是佛说的
？So when he says, "Oh, whatever I'm teaching is taught by the Buddha," was it really taught by the Buddha, or did he is he doing the all the talking?
经过你的嘴巴，不管是谁说的，都是你说的。
Through your own mouth, no matter who said it, it's really yourself that's saying it.
你刚才讲的说这是你讲的时候，你刚才讲说现在都是你讲的，不是我讲的。
When someone tell you you said it, then you can rebut and say, no, you are the one who said it.
是不是这样子？我刚才讲的时候你在重复，那不是我讲，那是你讲的。
Isn't it like this? Whatever I said earlier and now, and if you have repeated after me, it's still now you are the one who said it.
所以以后你吵架的时候，你可以用这个盘机。
So next time when you have a fight, when you have an argument with people, you can use this argument.
是不是？这是比较接近事实，这应该就是事实。
Isn't it actually more close to the truth?
你太太或者你先生把他自己的影像的东西当成是别人说的，结果听的人。也把他什么他看到现象当成什么当成真的就是我说的不是
乱掉了
哈就是讲的人就是说我讲的说这明刚才是明明是你说的嘛对不对那讲的人会认为这是比如说找是先生这么讲的那 他会认为说就你刚才这样讲的嘛然后他在讲的时候他不认为他不知道他自己是什么透过他嘴巴讲的这是他讲的虽然那个名称那个语言是刚才先生什么才讲的、哦、那这个太太、当然会认为是他讲的嘛事实是先生讲的不是他讲的事实在讲的时候是太太讲的对不对那这个是 OK 的对不对那先生呢不懂得禅啊所以也是以为就是说对齁、哦、我讲的其实你看的是就是他讲的而先生因为就跟他太太是一样的有没有听懂
好像So if you're in an argument with your husband, let's say, the husband says something and then you said back to the husband, but you said it yourself.It's actually, in fact, the wife that's now doing the speaking. It's not no longer said by the husband. It was merely the language itself was repeated, but the person who's speaking now is the wife. So the wife would get back to the husband and said, "You said it." But the husband, at the same time, also.Picked up on the wife's erroneous views, and the husband would say, "Oh yeah, you are right. I said it myself." But what they're really saying is, it's really said by the wife. Come on.
好，我再练习一次好了。那你明明是这样讲啊。假设是这是太太就说你明明是这样讲的然后先生讲说我没说你还讲说你没说我没说为什么先生现在正在讲我没说我没说我不是我现在正在讲这句话讲我没说没有错啊我现在讲这句话我讲我没说啊还没看你先翻译我在那
So again, between husband and wife, the wife said, so we're just doing this one more time because the translator isn't getting it. So the wife would say, but you said it yourself. And then the husband would say, I didn't say it. And then the wife would say, yes, you did say it, you said it yourself. And the husband would say, no, I didn't say it.
你可能不懂，那我现在讲，这个太太一直讲讲讲，这边有一个机器啊，讲说我没说，我没说，你会不会讲说你乱讲，你明明是你讲的，会不会这样子？不会吗？他、啊、为什么男教会？
So instead of the husband, let's say pretend we have a machine here. The machine will keep repeating, I didn't say it, I didn't say it, I didn't say it. In that scenario, the wife speaking to a machine, the machine repeating, I didn't say it, will the wife keep getting back at the machine and say, yes you did, yes you did. Is that going to happen like that? Probably not, right? So the wife is not going to argue with the machine.
所以你就是你就是不要联想的话，你就看到一个机器在讲什么，我没说，就发出一个声音叫做我没说。可是你这种明明没有说，你没说你怎么没说？一直在活在那个什么，就过去的那一段记忆啊。可是我们没办法去看他，现在他讲就是他现在讲一个什么，讲一个我没说这个声的那个什么这个字这个声音了。可是我们不是，我们听到了这个东西以后会什么？认为就是你根本就是撒谎。那我讲说那个是禅的话，我没说，我讲一个我没说这句话。
So the machine saying I didn't say it, I didn't say it. Those are merely sounds and language, right? So it's only a form. But from the wife's perspective, instead of just me treating it as a form of the sound, the wife would keep linking the form with a lot of past experience and getting back at the husband and say, yes, in the past you did say it, you did say it. And so in Chan, it's really merely just a form, the sound of I didn't say it.
就像有一个禅师就讲说，智者就是一个跑过来，那他讲说，我只讲狮子，我没有叫你。
So there's another example. A Chan master said, attendant. And the attendant came running to the master. And the master said, I only said the word attendant. I wasn't calling you. Why did you come?
他第二次又讲狮子，狮子去不去？
The second time the master said, attendant.What do you think? Is the attendant going to come?
No. And then he doesn't come and the master goes after him and says, why don't you come? I told
him. 所以回答说、他这一次不会来了。法师说怎么不会来，他说哦，他不来，然后这一次那个禅师就反而去追那个侍者，说你怎么没有过来？
Right?
Yeah. 点来撑。
我
到。
I've seen this movie before.
那这样那个侍者叫三次来三次。
The Chan master utter attendant three times, and all three times the attendant actually came for.
然后那个禅师就讲说，我没有辜负你，是你辜负我，辜负。辜负应该怎么讲？对不起你啊，我没有对不起你，是你对不起我。
So after three times, the master said, "I'm not the one who disappointed you. You are the one who disappointed me."
大家听得懂意思吗？大家能再听懂吗
？You understand? It's probably a little confusing, right?
因为禅宗叫这一个叫四则。他是什么？他来指出这个侍者是什么？是他的心。那也就指出你也有这样的心。可是侍者是把他当成在叫我，把 那个名那个声音当成是他。可是禅师讲说，是者，禅师是这个是他的心，他每个当下讲什么都是他的心。可是是者以为这个名字是我，是者以为名字是我的心呢、啊。
So when the Chan master said attendant, what he's really trying to do is he was revealing his own mind, his nature. And he's also teaching that this nature I have, you also have it, attendant, you also have it. So no matter what the Chan master says, he is only acting upon his true nature. But to the attendant, that's not what was understood. The attendant took it as the name, the word attendant is associated with myself, with the self.
如果这边有一台就是录音机，然后放试者，请问试者会不会过去？
Let's say there is a tape recorder here, and the tape recorder would say attendant. In that situation, would the attendant come forward?
如果你是试者，你会不会过去？
If you were the attendant, are you going to come?
因为你可以分别它是什么，它是那个什么录音机。现在有些录音机弄到很像什么，有没有放了做成跟人很像的声音？
Well, that's because the attendant is able to make distinction between a tape recorder and the master. But even these days, technology has advanced greatly. So is it possible that some tape recorders can create sounds that really sounds really real like?
就是录音机叫你就不去，然后人叫就去，那差哪里？
So what is the difference? If a tape recorder that's calling you, then you wouldn't come. But if it's a real person that's calling, then you will come. What's the difference behind all this?
The tape recorder probably doesn't need a hot cup of tea.Or probably didn't fall down and need help getting up. But the master might have called the attendants for one or the other. So there's intent behind him calling his attendants.
Intention.
Yeah. So he might need his attendants for something.
Sounds like the question is whether the master, you know, the attendant has to, can the attendant read the master's mind? Does he know what's where the master is really doing or doesn't he? And he has to take it on that level. He has to hope that the attendant, that the master's not calling for him because some guy has just broken into the monastery and is about to stab the master to death or something like that. He has to hope that that's not
calling.
所以他结尾菩萨说的是其后的差别应该是在于那个意图心企图心，就是说一台机器啊，它背后没有任何的意图，它没有说它会需要喝一杯热茶，或者说哦我跌倒了请你来把我扶起来。可是如果说是一个禅师的话，它可能背后就有这个 intention 意图，差别应该是在于这里。
Bill, you have to repeat what you said.
No.
Bill, you have to repeat what you said. Summarize.
Okay.
Summarize.
Is this on?
Hey.
Can you turn that on? I get the
rest
of it.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I'm not kidding.
I just was said that it sounds like the master is sort of testing the attendant to see whether the attendant can feel in some way or other what the master's mind really is. Let's say, let's assume the attendant's in another room, so they can't actually see what's going on. The master says, attendant. In ordinary reality, I think that, the smart thing for the attendant to do would be to come in every time, because the downside, if you don't come in when the master really needed you to come in for some reason, like, for example, to prevent somebody from killing him, well, you don't want to not come, if that's a possibility. So just come and come and come and come and come. Let him yell at you every time. You should still come. But that's not really the situation, I think, that's being discussed. It's more a matter of testing the attendant to see whether the attendant's, you know, able to really understand what the master is, you know, what the master's mental state is, what he's really wanting. So I don't know. Testing.
Mm-hmm. 乐菩萨他的解读是说，看起来好像是那个禅师啊，他是在给这个他的徒弟一个考验，考验他能不能够读懂他的心，猜他的心思。然后并菩萨接下来又说，如果我是那个弟子，那个弟子的话，
侍者
的话，他会每次师父一叫他一定会来，因为如果不来的话，哎，搞不好哪一天师父真的很需要他，然后有一个人强大的跑进来要杀死这个师父，然后真的需要他的时候反而没有进来，那就糟糕了。
如果这样的话，你说永远当侍者了。
Is that so? What do you think regarding that you should coming in every time just in case someone, you know, stabbing your master? If that's the way you're going to operate, then you will remain an attendant forever.
因为你已经，你当侍者当那么久了，师父总是要回馈嘛，要让你什么，让你开悟啊，就要讲三次你，笑三次你，还是听不懂，他是啊，是要讲说我没有对不起你，是你对不起我。
Well, the story was, well, after someone you have been an attendant for so long, the master feels I really should give something back to you, so that's why the master was trying to reveal his own mind, yet.After 3 callings, and each time the attendant still come forth to the master. And that's why the master said, you know, I didn't disappoint you, you are the one who disappointed me.
So, like we said, this dialogue can be used to say, we can't use heart and heart to communicate. We can use language, and then to来引申一大堆的想法，结果就是变成什么想法跟想法在什么在互动，是互动想法，不是互动心。
So based on the exchange that we just had, it's a clear example that we are really not able to interact at a mind-to-mind level. Instead, we use language, and by use through language, it's linked to a lot of thoughts and a lot of different representations. So what ended up was, it wasn't an interaction of the mind to the mind, but it was an interaction of thought to thoughts.
就太太唠叨，唠叨的内容不是太太本身，而是我们受不了。受不了那个内容，你如果你看到心，这个是什么？是心啊，它只是产生一个唠叨的什么一个相嘛。那心产生一个什么，就是很甜言蜜语，也都是什么，都是那一颗心。心不会因为讲甜言蜜语就变成不是心了。讲甜言蜜语的，不是心本身。唠叨也不是心本身，可是可以唠叨，可以讲甜言蜜语。那如果你把那个甜言蜜语还有唠叨的当成他，永远什么，永远就在那个什么，我们叫向上打转，就看不到心本身，看不到那心本身，当然也看不到自己的心本身。
So if the wife is, you know, scolding the husband and keeps saying this, prattling on, and for the husband, it's really difficult to take it. But we don't see that these are merely words, the talking, the scolding, the prattling, the complaining. These are just words. They are not the wife's mind itself. same thing. If instead of scolding, the wife start giving all these sweet talk. Again, these are just the forms, and they are not the mind itself. These are merely the functions of the mind. So if we're not able to see it, but we're stuck to the content, to the words, then we're forever in the cyclical cycles and of chasing down thoughts and staying chasing down external phenomena.
我请问一下，就是对方唠叨，请问他是清净心还是烦恼心？
Let me ask you, someone is scolding. Is the person's mind, is it a pure mind or a mind of vexation?
哪一个清净心还是烦恼心？因为讲烦恼心，对不对？
So which one is it, vex or pure? I think most of you would say it's a vexed mind, right?
好，那一个大修行人像佛陀这样子，然后讲话什么，就是什么，充满着慈悲，这是清净心。
Or another example, if it's a great cultivator, almost at the Buddha's level, and this person is giving a teaching, and whenever he talks, it's always calm and compassionate. What kind of mind is it? Are you going to say it's a pure mind then?
他在唠叨，那他在像佛陀一样，都是用清净心讲的，那颗心，不应该讲说清净心，就是用那颗心讲的，那颗心从头到尾勉强给他讲叫做清净心了。
In actuality, no matter whether it's just prattling on or you know giving a teaching, talking compassionately, it's all generated from the pure mind. Actually, pure is only a label. It's all generated by the mind. You know, so if we really have to give it a label, then we'll call it the pure mind.
一样都一样，不管你什么天性不天性，阴天性。啊，我来接着讲。他在唠叨，他那颗心会不会气感？气感听得懂吗？
So if the wife is so scornful and keep prattling, is her mind going to have a chip on it?
会不会损气气感？是不是损伤？是不是
？Is it going to be damaged and chipped in the mind?
会不会你们这个心就是生气的时候，那个心会不会损伤
？When you're angry, is the mind going to be damaged?
问题不是。
When you really angry, you might get high blood pressure.
是吗？
会有高血压而已。
我们生气，一般人讲会伤心，对不对？可是那个心会不会伤心？会不会受伤？
When we are sad in Chinese, we say it's a hurted mind, hurted heart. But in reality, is the mind going to be hurt?
不是，就是那一颗伤心的心会不会受伤？
The mind that is being sad, the mind that's been feeling down, is that mind going to really be hurt and be feeling down, be down?
会不会你们心会不会说啊，我的心受伤了？你真的心会受伤的话，永远没办法什么，没办法治疗，那是什么无救的啦。
So is your mind really going to be hurt and damaged? If that's really the case, no, let me tell you, if that really happens, then it's beyond any help.
你现在怎么弄都从来不会，我想说不会气感的哈。
No matter how the mind operates and functions, it will never be damaged or chipped in any way.
是不是这样子？这颗心从你出生到你死，到你去什么西方极乐世界，你下地狱，这颗心从来什么，从来没有说哇有增加一点或者减少一点的气感这样子，从来没有的。
Isn't it this way? Actually, from the moment you're born and then grow up, passed away, either you go to the pure land or go to hell, is there anything that's going to happen to this mind? Is this mind going to increase or decrease?
你心里很不满，这个心从来那个本来那个心从来不会 不会不满的。
Even when you are feeling discontent, the mind itself is actually never really discontented.
当你一天就非常的喜悦，这个心里面的时候，跟你大为代志根本没有关系。这个心是这样子的。
Even if you're feeling really blissful and happy, still it really has nothing to do with the mind. The mind is in itself. The mind will say, it's your own business, you know, your happiness has nothing to do with me.
请问你非常的不满，哦，非常的，哇，好什么？好什么？哦，不太会讲，很自在啊，还不是，就是那种啊，就是这个样子哈。请问谁来感觉不满？谁来就是在那种状态？是哪一个人
？So, even if you are in a state of discontentment, or you are in a state of supreme peace and bliss, who is it? No, so.
是谁那个心里说
什么？是谁来知道你不满？啊？
Who is it that's aware of the discontentment? And who is it that's aware conscious of your tranquility and happiness?
Who?
有一个问题是说是，那问题是谁还是是什么？
不是是谁？
好，就是说是谁？
那个是什么东西
？Who? Who is it?
我们现在是把那个不满的心情当成什么？当成是我？不是的，这边讲的是。你不管什么心情，好心情、坏心情，都不是什么。他这边在讲中，都不是心的那个本身。心的本身是什么？不来什么？不去，也不该，连这些话都不应该讲的。
But oftentimes we mistakenly took this happy mind or discontentedness as the self.Whereas the mind really, it should be, there should be no going or no coming. And this is the most basic principle, the principle we're talking about here. That the mind should be no coming and no going, and or even, we shouldn't even be talking about this at all.
这讲出来就是已经是多余的，因为心，他不想说我没来没去没有这样子的，但是你听不懂，知道什么？知道讲我没来没去。
Whatever we say, they're all excessive already. But yet, it's really difficult for us to understand. So we try to describe it by saying the mind, there's no going and there's no coming.
当你这样的感觉说，他真的没来没去，请问你有没有体会没来没去？
When you say that the mind is really no coming and no going, do you really experience?There's no coming and no going.
你感觉说我没来没去，我真的感觉到了，真的。
Can you say that? Oh, I really feel it. That this no coming and no going business.
所以有时候在这边都会讲说，你到最后你会发觉就是什么如人什么饮水，冷冷自知。因为讲出来的时候，已经不是那种本身，可是。不讲的话，你又什么？哇，也不知道他们在讲什么。
That is why it's often described this whole situation as if you're drinking a cup of water, and you, the drinker, is the only one who's able to tell whether this water is warm or cold. So really, nothing should be uttered, and once you've said it, it's not the thing itself anymore. But because it's difficult for everybody to understand, so we use all these words to try to describe the state.
所以下面记忆这一句尊卑用其语，其实在讲这个部分尊卑。
So the next sentence, honorable and lowly are merely words. It's what this is referring to.
尊就是讲的是觉悟的人，比如说你体验到什么没来没去的，那个悲就是什么，把这一个没来没去的现象当真，然后认为有来有去，那就叫悲。他说我们的执着，他是完全没执着。那你可以这么讲，可是你从那一个，我们说那个心那个是要体验的状态来讲，那你所有的这些什么不生不灭跟什么跟执着的要命，这全部都是什么，都是语言。
So honorable, it can refer to this state of no coming and no going, or you can say a state of enlightenment. Versus lowly can referring to people who mistakenly took this no coming and no going as real, and they are attached to the concept of coming and going. Lowly can also be referring to vexation. But again, these are only words and language, and they are not really the experience itself.
但是对我们没有办法即刻进入的话，还是什么要什么化转烦恼为什么为菩提，是不是要把烦恼放掉，然后什么要没有执着无我的什么面对一切。
But for those of us who are not able to enter this kind of state directly, we still have to talk about how to let go of vexations and to attain wisdom. We still have to talk about all these different levels.
那这边他讲就是，第一，你可能是离开烦恼，什么证菩提，而接下来就是什么不用什么离开烦恼。烦恼本身是什么？菩提。
So there are two different levels. The first one you can talk about letting go of vexations and obtaining wisdom. And but the second deeper level would be you really don't have to leave vexations to obtain wisdom. Vexations itself is wisdom. It's Bodhi.
那禅宗很重视这一个啊。你离开烦恼，然后证菩提，你永远证不到菩提。
So the Chan school really emphasizes the second level. If you are going to keep thinking this way, where you need to leave vexations and to obtain enlightenment, if you keep thinking that way, then you will never obtain true wisdom.
他一定是在烦恼当中看到菩提。那再进一步，根本就没有什么，没有烦恼，什么，没有菩提。
It's really necessary that you are able, that you will only see wisdom within vexation, and beyond that, it's actually there's really no distinction between vexations and wisdom.
那我们现前。这一念心就是那个禅师讲说，智者过来，他没讲过来了哈，他讲智者，他在讲智者的时候是这颗心对不对？智者从那边走过来是用什么走过来？人走过来还是心走过来？现在不敢答了。
So when the master utters attendant, he's using his own mind to make this utterance. And when the attendant actually comes forth, what is coming forth? Is he using his mind to come forth, or is he using his body?
你们今天可以试试看哦，你 先回家的话，你是身体回家还是心回家？
You should try it today. When you go home, leave here, is it your body that goes home or your mind?
那、啊、如果是心回家，那个心是怎么样回家的？有回家的心跟没回家的心，它是什么差别的？你看一看。
If it's your mind that went home, then what kind of state is it in? What is the difference between the mind that actually went home and the mind that hasn't gone home?
你可以参一参呢、啊，你就回家的时候，哎，谁回家？看一看。
You should investigate this question. When you go home, who went home? You should ask yourself.
这不是开玩笑了吗？这是一个方法。
This is not a joke. No, this is actually a method.
因为你就这样的话，你也肯会好像没有人回家，但是又有一个身体回家。
Well, if you investigate this way, you probably feel there really isn't someone that went home. Yet there is a body that went home.
你们可以试试看呢、啊，这是一个禅修的那个什么很高的方法。
You should try it. This is a method. It's actually a very advanced method in Chan.
如果你能够去问到，哎。好像没有人回家，但是又回家了，那你的禅修就会什么，就在日常生活中就可以什么，你会体会到生活就是什么，就是禅。
If you're able to experience that, well, it seems like there isn't really anyone that went home. Yeah, there's actually a person that went home. If you're able to continue to investigate this way, then you will be able to embody Chan meditation in your everyday life.
如果是身体回家，那谁来认知这个身体为家？认知身体为家，那又是谁
？If it's the body that went home, then who is it that is recognizing that the body has went home?
那如果是心，那这个心长成什么样子
？If it's the mind that's making this recognition, then what does this mind look like?
所以他这边讲，就是说你的心什么？无所不在，那这个无所不在又是什么？又落入语言了。
所以 we often talk about the mind is all pervasive, it's everywhere. But when we talk about the mind being pervasive and everywhere, again we're using language.
你从这样的话，那你就可以知道什么？没有一样东西不是来自于心，那。在来自于心产生的语言或是现象，我们可以分它说什么？这个是烦恼，这个是什么？菩提。可是烦恼的心跟菩提的心，是不是都是这一颗心？那这颗心有烦恼有菩提吗？
So there isn't one thing that is not a that doesn't come from the mind. The mind gives forth myriads of phenomena, and these phenomena, we then distinguish them and say these phenomena are vexations and these are bodhi wisdom. So we label these phenomena. But the mind that is creating all these phenomena, the vexed ones and the ones with wisdom,does the mind itself is it vexed or is it enlightened? Is there any difference in the mind itself?
那下面一句，当明中有暗，故以暗相异呢？这个明，有时候可以讲说，你的什么？你的心本身，然后我回家，或是我讲话。那我心产生种种功能的时候，明中有暗，就是我这个心它什么都不是，可是可以什么，等一下可以到下面吃饭，对不对？虽然正确的答案不是嘴巴吃饭，是什么？是心吃饭，对不对？可是就是有一个什么，有个心，然后透过我这个人，那走到楼下去， 那从这边走到楼下去，这个叫做暗。那个心是什么？没来没去的那个叫做明啊、当明中有暗，就说我这个心本身从那走下去啊、有这种产生这种暗的，就是什么现象。但是你不要把现象当成是什么？我的心。
The next sentence, in the midst of brightness, there's darkness. This brightness is referring to the mind itself. The mind isn't one particular thing, yet it has all sorts of functions. It has the functions of going home, and it has the functions of eating. For example, at lunchtime, you're going to use your mind to go downstairs and have lunch. It's the mind going through the body to perform the function of eating and going downstairs. So over here, brightness was referring to the mind itself, and darkness is referring to these phenomena that was given rise to them by the mind.
So when you 身体下去吃饭，然后你把身体当成是你，请问我们这样子叫做什么？叫做烦恼嘛，是不是？这样算不算烦恼？
So, so right here is talking about do not confuse the two and do not be attached to the phenomena and mistaken as the self. So let's say if the mind has a function and going downstairs to eat, and if we treat this body that's going downstairs to eat as the self, would this be considered as vexation?
你们晓不晓得我们下去吃饭，你认为你下去吃饭你吃饱了，这叫做烦恼。
If you go downstairs and eat, and if you think that, oh, I go downstairs and eat and now I'm full, then I'm telling you this is called vexation.
你吃是烦恼，不去吃你也烦恼。
You have vexations when you eat, and when you don't eat, you have vexations as well.
因为我们不知道这样是烦恼，所以我们不太可能就是从我走下去吃饭吃饱了到就是没有吃，但是又吃饱了，我们不会从这个状态去修，修到可以到这个状态，我们不知道可以这样修的，不太懂啊。好，再讲一次啊，我们从这边走下去吃饭吃饱了，对不对？这平常我们就是什么，就常我们常常这么什么这么的经验嘛，对不对？你从这边走下去，然后吃饭吃饱了，那你说你吃饱了，对不对？那我们不知道这是烦恼嘛，那现在我暂时用禅宗的名字叫烦恼，因为你不知道这是烦恼，所以你从小时候到现在。人家说你吃饱了，你永远说我吃饱了，我吃两碗啊，那你就不太可能禅宗的从这边走下去。然后我看到说谁在吃，是不是？原先你发觉没有人吃饱，但是事实上真的就有吃饱，你不会从这样修到这种状态的，因为你从来不知道从这边走下去，然后你认为你吃饱了，这是烦恼。因为你不知道这是烦恼，所以你就不可能知道说我吃饭的时候没有烦恼的吃。
So every day as a routine, we go downstairs and eat and then we're full. And people ask you, are you full? You say, yes, I'm full. This event, we don't recognize it as vexation. Because we don't recognize it as vexation, so it's really hard for us to jump out of it andobtain the state of wisdom where you recognize that there, when I go downstairs and eat, there really isn't anyone that's eating, yet there is the result of becoming full. But if we keep operating in the previous mode, if we label it as vexation, then it's really hard to really understand the second level.
所以就有你们可能有听过，就说什么叫道，什么什么、哎、喝水，什么是吃饭，什么吃饭睡觉就是什么就是道。那说哎，那我们也吃饭睡觉啊，那为什么不是道啊？那禅师就讲说，你在吃饭的时候不肯吃饭，斤斤计较，我们可能看到这样的一个故事嘛，对不对？可是你人好像也没什么差别啊，我那里有计较，我就很吃饭了。
So people say, what is dharma? And actually, eating is dharma, sleeping is dharma. You probably have read this kind of examples many times. And so some people will ask the teacher, so why is it dharma? You know, how come I don't feel it? The teacher would say, well, when you're eating, you're not really eating. You're actually being calculative and thinking too much.
我们可能一些人讲说啊，你在吃饭的时候还看电视啊，还想过去想未来，这叫做斤斤计较啊。那我在吃饭的时候很清楚的哦，吃，清清楚的吃，然后那个，这算不算计较
？So some people will say, oh, overthinking. It probably means, you know, when I'm eating, I'm watching TV or thinking about the past, thinking about the future. That's called overthinking. But if you try to practice and say, I'm going to be very focused when I eat, I pay attention to every bite, and I savor the food, is this still overthinking? Yes, it is.
就是你，我们讲说你吃到什么残叶为食哈，都是还是斤斤计较。
So even if you are able to eat to the level where, remember there's a phrase that you eat with dhyana bliss,even at that level, you are still, you know, overthinking.
那禅宗的那一个，应该算是它的层次的哈。他们叫什么？终日吃饭什么？不着什么？一粒米。
For the Chan school, there's a saying that.Day in and day out, you eat, and you have your meal, yet you're not attached to one single grain of rice.
那一定要讲就是什么，用语言技术就是在吃饭，但是你没有觉得什么你在吃饭，但是是吃饱了，就像《金刚经》什么。所谓众生即非众生，是名众生，有没有？金刚经常用这种，有没有看到金刚经
？Again, it's beyond words, but if you really have to talk about it, it's as if when you're eating, there really isn't someone there that's eating, yet there's the result of being full. It's a matter of fact. It's just like what is often you often read about in the Diamond Sutra.Where people say the so-called sentient beings is not sentient beings, they're just called sentient beings.
这样你就不容很难懂嘛。那禅宗它是你要你体验。
The Diamond Sutra is difficult to comprehend, and in Chan practice, what they're pushing for is to experience this kind of state.
那用另外一种描述，就是当你在吃饭的时候，你发觉全世界人都在吃饭，就他聊天也在吃饭。
Or another way to look at it is when you're eating, you would think that everybody in the world is also eating. Even if someone who is just chatting, they're also eating.
你们相不相信？你在吃饭的时候，全世界人都在吃饭。
Do you believe it's possible that when you're eating, then everyone in the world is also eating?
Everything
is relative, yeah. 他是这位菩萨是说，如果世间的一切法都是对照的，那或许这种现象是有可能的吧。对照不是绝对的，
是，他就是经验的，没有什么对照不对照的。
So We're talking about the right experience, not relativity or whatever.
好，一定要解释，我们解释用分析的解释，解释让大家听好了哈。
Let me try to explain it. Let's try to analyze this if we must.
当你在吃饭的时候，可能看到别人在聊天，请问你看到别人的时候，请问你是用什么东西看？
When you're eating, and yet you see someone on the side that's chatting. Let me ask you, when you see someone that's chatting, who is it that's seeing?
你用什么东西看到？
那
么简单都不会回答啊？用这个啊？眼睛哦。
Do you use your eyes to see?
你用眼睛看到你在讲话。
Do you use your eyes to see other people are talking?
那没有眼睛的人，他能不能看到你在讲话
？How about those people without eyes? Can they see other people talking?
当你看到别人讲话的时候，你这颗心有没有在吃饭
？When you see other people talking, is your mind eating?
还可以吃饭吗
？If you're seeing other people chatting, can your mind still be eating?
你说对哦，一边吃一边看呢、啊。
You say, yeah, I'm able to do two things at once. I'm eating and looking at the same time.
其实你的心在看的时候，你这边有没有吃饭
？Actually, when your mind is looking, is your mind eating over here?
你心在看的时候，嘴巴在动，可是心是什么？没有在吃饭的。
So when your mind is looking and your mouth is moving, your mind is not eating.
我们曾经有一个人，他写那个毛笔字啊，然后这边有一个什么墨汁，有没有？他一边在写，然后一边这样把那墨汁喝下去，那也没事的哈。所以他那时候有没有心在喝
？So there was one person who was doing Chinese calligraphy, and there was a bottle of ink on the side, and as this person write, he picked up this bottle and drank it.He was okay, but in that instance, was the mind drinking?
这真实的人呢，这不是唐朝的事情了，这是现代版的。
This is a modern day example. This didn't happen back in the Tang Dynasty or anything like that.
要讲说，我们这个心，你当下你正在吃饭的时候，你这个心在吃饭的时候，全世界。你心就在吃饭嘛，所以全世界的人都在吃的。
So when you're eating, and if your mind is at this present moment eating, then we can say that everyone in the world is also eating at the same time.
所以他这边就是要强调说，你吃饭，到时候吃饭本身就是什么，就是心。
So the emphasis here is that when you're eating.The act of eating itself is the mind.
所以他阐述讲就是吃饭、睡觉，这样来讲的话，就是全部都是什么，都是心。
So Chan masters often say, when you're eating and you're sleeping, eating and sleeping to these Chan masters, they're all the mind itself.
你也不需要离开吃饭、睡觉，还有一个心，就是像我们就是什么。就是什么？不要离开色找什么？找空性有没有？色不异空，就你不要想离开现象，还要能够找到一个空性。
It's unnecessary to depart from this act of eating and sleeping, and then look for a mind somewhere else. It's the same as you cannot depart from phenomena and look for the mind. So in the Heart Sutra, we talk about.The form
色不异空，但色即是空。
It talks about form is the same as emptiness, and emptiness is the same as form.
那这边是直接就是这个是 青铜器是什么茶笼中的那些等于是几乎是什么祖师的哈，那他讲的，所以他是就很直接的。
So this inquiry into matching hearts is spoken by patriarchs of the Caodong lineage. So this is whatever that's been talked about here is actually very very direct.
你们有大家有听过一句话“认祖归宗”，你们晓不晓得这是什么意思吗？认祖归宗，这不是一般的用语，这是禅宗的用语。
Have you ever heard this phrase of recognizing the patriarch and returning to the principles, the basic principles? This is not a common saying. This is actually related to the Chan school.
我们之前那个什么，张孝言，然后他现在改为蒋孝言，我叫他认祖归宗嘛，可是禅宗不是讲这一个。
There's a political figure in Taiwan. His name was he changed his last name to return to his father's last name, and they call it returning to the patriarch and returning to the basic principle. But that's not what we're talking about over here.
禅宗那个认祖归宗就是讲的什么本末西归宗，然后你要认清体验祖师所体验的境界叫什么认祖归宗，就是什么你要回到这个心，我们这个心的本来面目叫什么归宗。
So in Chan, when we talk about recognizing the patriarchs and returning to basic principles, we're exactly talking about thisWhere roots and branches must return to basic principles. So when we say recognizing patriarchs, it means that we need to experience the kind of state that the patriarchs experience themselves. And returning to basic principles, we need to return to the state of the original mind.
来再讲一个，顺便还有几分钟的讲到一些名称，哭得死去活来啊。死去活来，这个死去活来也是禅宗的名称。
There's also another saying, since we have a few minutes left, that in Chinese sometimes we say someone is crying to the verge of life and death.
这很悲伤，叫死去活来，其实是什么？打的念头死，欢喜法生佛，有没有听过？
This is actually again not a common thing. It's actually referring to when we talk about beating down all the wandering thoughts. Only then you are able, only then the Dharma body will come alive.
他就是要什么？要死去什么？分别心，然后才能够把你的什么，你的这一颗本来的面貌，或者说智慧心，才能够把它活起来。我们现在是以为是很悲伤，叫死气活来。
So it's actually referring to you must be able to seize all your wandering thoughts, and then the original face, original nature will reveal itself.So that's what the phrase is actually referring to, but these days when the phrase is being used, we thought it's referring to someone who's quite windy, but that's not the case.
我们像刚这一个小禅寺里面有一个叫什么大死一欢啊。
The retreat center in the interview room, there is a sign posted on the wall. It says, You need to go through great death.
那以前禅期，我们那个禅期的通知单都会讲说，要用大师一般的精神来打气。
In the past, when in the note to retreatants, there's often a sentence in there that says, "You need to come, be prepared to experience great death."
那最近就是那个张光斗嘛，他制作出了节目，那到。ERC 去，他说：“哎，这个法师，这个 大师一般是什么意思啊？我说你解释看看好了，那我再讲这样子。哦，大师一般就是要死得什么轰轰烈烈。我说不是，大师一般就是要把你的那个分别心、执着心、各种那种希望的心，把它什么全部死掉，不是死得轰轰烈烈的。
So there is a person, Mr. Zhang Zongduo, that recently visited DDRC to make documentary of Shi Fu. And so he saw the sign going through a great death. So he asked me what's the meaning of it. And I told him, well, why don't you try to explain this to me first, and I'll tell you whether you're right or not. So Mr. Zhang, he said, to experience great death, I think it means you need to have a resounding death, that you need to make some kind of great achievement and die that way. And I said, no, you know, you're wrong. To experience great death is actually means that you need to put down and let go of all your wandering thoughts, attached thoughts, and any thoughts of seeking anything. So that's what it means to experience great death.
所以就是说你这个观念懂了以后，等一下吃的时候你就问谁走下去啊，谁什么打饭菜，谁在吃饭，然后跟家里面吵架的时候你可以问说在吵架的是谁。哎，还是可以吵啊，你要哈，一边吵呢一边问吵架的是谁，那就继续吵，这样才不能吵，才真的是不离开现象哈，不能离开那些现象的。你就说啊不吵了，那你肯定不会开悟的，因为吵的时候又发觉是什么，是心心什么相印，吵架是心心相印。
So now with this basic understanding, try this next. When you go down, when you have lunch today, you should ask yourself, who is going downstairs? Who is getting the food? And who is eating? Ask yourself this question. Or in everyday life, when you are having a fight with someone, during the argument, you should ask yourself, who is arguing?I'm not telling you not to stop arguing. You shouldn't. You should continue to argue the way it should be. That's because you cannot depart from phenomenon to seek for emptiness, to seek for self-nature. So you should continue to argue, and through this argument, ask yourself, who is arguing?
我们现在就是学会就说，哎，吵架不好，那就什么柔软的对待嘛，就是练习这一部分。可是最高的是什么？吵的时候你是什么渐进的吵。
So you shouldn't stop arguing. You know, if you stop arguing, then you will never reach enlightenment. So sometimes when people say we're now Buddhists, so we should be more soft and tender and shouldn't argue. No. Continue to argue, and but argue with your own self nature.
就是你可以吵，你不要去注意对方骂你的内容，你要至少要一部分的说，哎，谁在吵哦？这不是
so,
不是开玩笑的哦。
So you should continue to have argue in a normal way, but you shouldn't be paying attention to the content of the argument. But instead, a little bit in the back of your mind, you should be asking, who is arguing? I'm not just giving you a joke right now. You know, this is the actual practice.
像你在吵架那一个什么，你在吵的时候，你那个心，那个什么念头哈，就可以什么，很，我们想说，跟平常那个什么那一个生气那个东西，会有很不一样的地，很不一样的那个什么，不一样的状态会什么会发生。
If you're able to do it like that, even though you're still having an argument, but having this question in the back of your mind, then you will actually have very, very different experience.
那就像那个什么那个禅师把那个推下水，然后还要叫他什么叫他讲话一样，那是同样的。
To do it like like that, it will be similar to the example that I gave you earlier where the Chan Master pushes his disciple into the river and yet still asking this person to answer the question. It's the same kind of situation.
所以你们如果有机会吵架的话，就记得就是，哎，这个参话头的时间来到了。你要记住这一个，否则你就忘记了啊。你就是要让对方知道对方是错的。我们通常吵架就是没有进步的原因，就是一直想要让对方知道他是错的，没想到说吵架的时候可以问说谁在吵架，你也不用问说谁在吵架，你就偷偷的问。
Next time if you have the opportunity to have argument with someone, you really should tell yourself, hey, this is a great opportunity for me to investigate Hua Tou again, instead of paying attention to the content. In the past, whenever we have arguments, usually what we pay attention to is to make sure that person loses and we win. But that shouldn't be the way. If we're able to investigate, then when you're having an argument, it's a really good opportunity. And your argument may improve this way.
但你平常如果说你去黑吃饭，没有问谁在吃饭，或者在喝水，或者做什么都没有问，你只要等到吵架的时候才问说谁在吵架，你这一个什么，这个话头那都忘记了。
You don't have to say it out loud, actually. You're not going to say who's arguing. You just ask yourself quietly, in the back of your mind.But if you only practice this during argument, you should also practice this whenever you're eating, when you're walking, or when you're going downstairs. You ask yourself who's eating, who's walking. If you don't do it and you only apply it in the situation of argument, then you have in fact dropped your question, dropped your 话头 already.
所以你必须要其他日常生活当中养成习惯了，那在这个时候就想说，好，来问话头。才可能会想到了，否则的话气了以后那个话头就不见了。
So you should get into the habit of investigating 话头, 话头 who is doing all these activities on a daily basis. Only if you're able to make it a common practice, then when you enter an argument, then you will be able to remember to bring forth your 话头 again. Otherwise, usually when people are in the heat of passion, in anger, it's really easy to forget the 话头。
好，今天这样讲有没有了解生活能够修禅？
And through today's talk, are you able to understand that even in everyday life you can practice chan?
就是说你在任何一个时间，任何一个地点，你什么，你照样过你的生活，可是你要看看说。那现在做的那个是什么？有时候我们就问说，那什么是无啊？那你也可以问说，那谁在看？谁在吵架？谁在吃饭
？So in all places, all time, you can ask yourself, who is doing all these different activities? Or you can use another 话头, what is 无？
好，现在我们要练，你看看谁在练。
Now we're going to recite the verse on merit transfer, and the question is, who is reciting? May the virtuous merits adorn and glorify the pure man of the Buddha. Upwardly we repay the four layers of gratitude. Downwardly we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies.May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhimana. Exalt in this body of retribution. May we be born in the land of Chikunya.
愿以此功德庄严佛净土，上报四重恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者，悉发菩提心，仅此一报身，同生极乐国。
好，将它连进去。 be with his God. Think how to clean up the temple. We need to place like a sitting chair and a rest close to the
先不要不答好了。
因为我觉得你没有东西啊。